From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Opponents of Greene County's $47 million jail project are joining the end-of-session rush with a rally on the million-dollar staircase at the state capitol at 10 a.m. on Thursday, June 13th. The rally is intended to draw support for a bill that would allow Greene County to operate a regional jail with a neighboring county rather than build a new jail in Coxsackie. Hughes writes, there have been no outward signs that the leaders of the Assembly or Senate will take up the measure as the session draws to a close. Greene County lawmakers argue that state law requires them to build a jail and that they have responded to the public concerns by reducing the size of the new facility. Opponents take the position that the state's new bail reform laws, set to take effect in January, make it financially irresponsible to build the jail. The legislative session ends in less than 1 week. You can read the full story in the Times Union. CNYCentral.com is reporting New York ranks third on WalletHub's list of most fun states in America. California ranked number one and Florida number two. The personal finance website compared all 50 states and looked at different factors ranging from movie costs to accessibility of national parks. Read the full story at CNYCentral.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials recently discussed planned upgrades to Franklin Street following complaints of truck traffic and poor drainage from steady spring rainfall. Village President Vincent Seeley said on June 11th, truck traffic is prohibited on Franklin Street, but delivery trucks manage to find their way onto the narrow road. Parking is permitted on one side of the street, and there is also pedestrian traffic to the Catskill Public Library and private residences. Seeley said, and I quote, I hope that now that the jail is closed, we will have some relief from traffic on that street, end quote. The county jail was formerly housed nearby at 80 Bridge Street. Seeley said the village is hoping the addition of signage will help with rerouting trucks. The village will also be addressing issues with standing water on Franklin Street with the installation of a drain at the corner of Franklin and Williams Street, Seeley said. The Village Department of Public Works hopes to get started on the repairs this week. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Columbia County Agricultural Society will offer two $1,000 scholarships to college freshmen pursuing agriculture as a course of study. Applications must be submitted by August 1st. Applicants must be Columbia County residents who are completing their senior year of high school in 2019. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in an accredited 2 or 4 year college beginning in the fall of 2019. They must also play an active role in this year's Columbia County Fair as either an exhibitor, presenter, volunteer, or in some other capacity. Applicants will be notified of the results on August 20th. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxc.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.